Dr. Nkosazana Zuma-Dlamini is indeed the first woman to be the chairperson of the African Union, which is sort of a prime minister's position. It's quite significant, of course, that a woman should be leading the body in a continent where patriarchy is still very much the norm.
All right, thank you. And what does this mean for the African Union as a whole?
Well, for the African Union, it is going to be a very interesting transition. It is the first time that the chairperson comes from Southern Africa, which is quite unusual. It is also quite interesting that it is now an Anglophone chairperson running the AU rather than a Francophone. As far as Dr. Dlamini Zuma's character or skills are concerned, she has a very good record as a minister in the South African cabinets, starting in 1994 with the cabinets of Nelson Mandela, where she was a health minister. Unfortunately, she presided also over the legalization of abortion at that time. She was a very successful foreign minister under the government of Thabo Mbeki and under the government of her former husband, President Jacob Zuma. She was in charge of the Department of Home Affairs, the Interior Ministry, where she has been credited with turning things around from a department that was in utter shambles to something that has some sort of semblance of non-corrupt workability. So Dr. Dlamini Zuma certainly is the sort of individual who can turn around something that has been seen as very ineffectual since its foundation at the African Union. She is a woman of strong principles. She has very much an independent mind, and she is known as a woman of integrity. She's a very good organizer, and she gets things done, as we saw in especially the Interior Ministry in South Africa. We can expect that the African Union is going to become more proactive on difficult issues, especially, of course, when it comes to political instability. And I think that Dr. Dlamini Zuma is going to choose her battles very carefully, but when she does, I think she's going to be very effective at addressing them.
All right, thank you so much. And just before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to add?
There are some people who think that the minister was pushed upstairs, so to speak, so that she will not influence the elections of the African National Congress in December. Now, those are going to be landmark elections. Basically, the next president of South Africa is going to be chosen by that party, which it will win the next election quite easily. So there is a huge battle looming between President Jacob Zuma and whoever the challenges are going to be, most probably Deputy President Motlanthe. And it was thought that Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma might play very much a role in that election, and she is known to be a supporter of previous President Thabo Mbeki, who is her ex-husband's bitter rival. So there's quite a bit of Byzantine politics going on in South Africa.